This Day in History.
Today is Thursday, 2nd of the Iranian month of Day, 1395 Solar Hijriyah, corresponding to 22nd of the Islamic month of Rabiul Awwal, 1438 Lunar Hijriyah, also corresponding to 22nd of December 2016 on the Christian Gregorian calendar. Solar years ago on this day, in the year 146 BC, the third and last of the bloody Punic Wars between Carthage and Rome ended with the victory of the Romans and the end of the Carthaginian Empire. The First Punic War lasted 17 years, from 264 to 241 BC, and was fought in Sicily and the Mediterranean Sea. The Second Punic War also lasted 17 years, from 218 to 201 BC, and saw fluctuating fortunes. Initially, Carthage was victorious, with its famous general, Hannibal, leading his North African forces into Spain, from where he crossed the Alps into Italy and besieged Rome with an army of battle elephants. Before the tide turned against him, and he fled from place to place, until he finally died in Syria. The Third Punic War lasted only 3 years, from 149 to 146 BC, and led to the total defeat of Carthage, with the Roman Empire emerging as the paramount power in the Mediterranean lands of southern Europe and North Africa. Solar years ago on this day, in the year 244 AD, Diocletian, an obstinate pagan, who on becoming Roman emperor mercilessly persecuted monotheists and followers of other religions, was born near Salona in Dalmatia, or Solin in modern Croatia, in a family of low status. His father was a freed slave, and according to some accounts, he himself was a freed slave. The first 40 years of his life are mostly obscure. Of crafty nature, while serving as a commander, he was proclaimed emperor in the year 284 by his soldiers in Asia Minor, on the sudden and suspicious death of Numerian, the son and recently proclaimed successor of Emperor Carus, whose days earlier had died of wounds in Mesopotamia during the war against Emperor Bahram II of the Sassanid Persian Empire. During his 21-year rule, Diocletian massacred tens of thousands of monotheists, followers of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as well as adherents of the sect Christianity invented by Paul the Hellenized Jew. He also brutally martyred the devoted Palestinian monotheist Gerges, known to the West by his Latinized name St. George, for refusing to worship the idols of the Roman pantheon. Diocletian destroyed the newly built church in Nicomedia in present-day Turkey and burnt all the scriptures. He ordered the persecution of Manichaeans as a political ploy, compounding religious dissent with international politics, since followers of this creed amongst the Romans were supported by the Sassanid Empire of Iran, which he had managed to defeat with great difficulty in the year 299 and impose a humiliating peace of Nisibis in northern Mesopotamia and Armenia on Emperor Narseh. He committed suicide 6 years after abdicating the throne. Lunar years ago on this day, in the year 4 AH, the Muslims started the campaign against the Israelite tribe of Bani Nadir around the city of Medina by besieging their forts when the Jews, in alliance with the Arab infidels and hypocrites, refused to leave, despite their breach of the covenant of Medina for peaceful coexistence. They had incited Meccan polytheists to attack Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, in addition to their own attempts on Prophet Muhammad's life. God Almighty revealed the ayahs of Surah Hash, allowing the Prophet to take action. The Holy Prophet entrusted the standard to his cousin and vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, to launch the campaign. In a few days, the rebellious Israelites sued for peace and were allowed to leave on 600 camels along with their women, children, livestock and riches. Some settled in Khaybar, whilst others left for Syria. Centuries earlier, Israelite tribes had migrated to Hejaz from Palestine to await the advent amongst the Arabs of the last and greatest messenger foretold by God in the Torah and other heavenly scriptures. But when Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, proclaimed his mission, the Israelites denied him, even though they recognized him as the one prophesied by Prophet Moses and other prophets, peace be upon them. The Prophet, as per divine commandment, offered peace and truce to the Jews, as the people of the book. But despite their pledges, the Israelites never kept their word and always plotted against Islam and Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. ...1,160 solar years ago on this day, in the year 856 AD, or 242 AH, Damghan in northeastern Iran was rocked by a terrible 7.9-degree earthquake that killed an estimated 200,000 people, with 45,096 fatalities in the city of Damghan alone. It was the sixth deadliest earthquake in recorded history. Also known as the Qumis earthquake, because of its nearness to the ancient Parthian city of Qumis, which was destroyed, the quake badly affected water supplies in the area, partly due to springs drying up, but also because of landslides damming streams. Half of Damghan and a third of the town of Bostan were also destroyed. The usurper Abbasid regime was ruling Iran at the time. Iran lies within the complex zone of continental plate tectonics between the Arabian Plate and the Eurasian Plate, which extends from the Bitlis-Zagros Belt in the south to the Greater Caucasus Mountains, the Absheron-Balkan Seal, and the Kopet Dag Mountains in the north. The epicentral area is located in the Alborz mountain range, in which oblique north-south shortening is accommodated by a combination of thrusting and sinistral strike-slip faulting. ...1,136 solar years ago on this day, in the year 880 AD, Liuyang, eastern capital of the Tang dynasty of China, was captured by rebel leader Huang Chao during the reign of Emperor Zhizhong. Before his death in 884, Huang Chao captured the Guang prefecture, where his army killed a large number of Muslims, Jews, Christians and Zoroastrians. The ethnicity of the killed were Persian, Arab and Jew. The Tang dynasty, established since the year 618, was well past its golden age, already weakened a century earlier by the rebellion of the Iranian Sogdian general Anrushan, during which thousands of Arab and Persian Muslims had been involved. Within a few decades of the rebellion of Huang Chao, the Chinese Empire broke up into competing states of the Five Dynasties and Ten Kingdoms period. ...921 solar years ago on this day, in the year 1095 AD, King Roger II of Sicily was born at Mileto in Calabria in southern Italy, in what is now known as the toe of the Italian peninsula. At the age of 35, he became king, after having been Count of Calabria during the rule of his father, Roger I, a Norman adventurer from Normandy in northern France, who had seized Sicily from the Fatimid Shiite Muslim Empire after over three centuries of glorious Islamic rule. For 24 years till his death, Roger II ruled Sicily, and influenced by the rich culture and civilization of Islam, he drew around him distinguished Muslim scientists, architects, statesmen, and even soldiers. The famous Islamic geographer Sayyid Muhammad al-Hassani al-Idrisi and the Spanish Muslim polymath Abu Salt al-Andalusi, who had formerly served the Fatimids in Egypt, were amongst the dignitaries at the Norman court in Palermo. Idrisi, a descendant of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, the elder grandson and the second infallible heir to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, wrote for Roger the book Nushat al-Mushtaq fil Ikhtiraq al-Afaq, known in Latin as Tabula Rogeriana. It is a description of the world and the first world map ever drawn in Europe that later enabled navigators like Christopher Columbus, Amerigo de Vespucci, Ferdinand Magellan, and others to rediscover the continent of the Americas. It took Idrisi 15 years to write this monumental work, which contains commentaries and illustrations, as well as first perfect map of the Eurasian continent, including its links to North Africa. Roger II also hired many Muslims who were trained in long-established traditions of centralized government. These included Abdurrahman al-Nasrani, a Greek convert whose name was Latinized as Christodoulos and who served as the Emir of Palermo with the title Emiratus Emiratorum, a corruption of the Emir al-Omara and later Emir al-Bahr or Navy Commander, which gave rise to the English word Admiral. Lunar years ago on this day, in the year 736 AH, the great scholar and founder of the Sarbadaran movement, Sheikh Khalifa Mazandarani, was martyred in Sabzavar in Khorasan province in northeastern Iran. Born in Amul in Mazandaran province near the Caspian Sea in northern Iran, after mastering various branches of Islamic sciences, he came to Khorasan, where, in the city of Sabzavar, he launched the Sarbadar movement against the repressive rule of the Ilkhanid Mongols, especially the local governor, Toghat Temur, who was notorious for his cruelty and high taxation of the local people. The movement, Sarbadaran movement, which was mostly made up of downtrodden, spread to neighboring cities. Its charismatic leader included Sheikh Khalifa's successor, Hassan Juri, and later Ali Muayyad, all of whom revived the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, the members of the household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. For the next 50 years, the Sarbadar, a Persian term which means heads bound on gallows, to signify their readiness for martyrdom, ruled most of Khorasan province, although not on dynastic basis. They regarded as their spiritual leader Sheikh Muhammad Jamaluddin al-Makki al-Amili of what is now Lebanon, who was later martyred in his homeland by the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and earned immortality as Shahid al-Awwal, or the first martyr. Solar years ago on this day, in 1603 AD, Muhammad III, the 13th Sultan and 5th self-styled Caliph of the Ottoman Empire, died of gluttony and drinking at the age of 37, after a reign of just 8 years, during which he was mostly embroiled in wars in Europe against the Habsburgs of Austria, against whom he won a decisive victory in the Battle of Keresztes, known in Turkish as the Battle of Hajova in Hungary in 1602. He is notorious even in Ottoman history for having 19 of his brothers and half-brothers executed to secure power. They were all strangled by his deaf mutes. 377 solar years ago on this day in 1639, the French poet and playwright Jean Racine was born. Racine catapulted to fame at a young age upon writing the tragedy Andromaque. For a while, he was the official chronicler at the French court. Amongst his works, mention can be made of Iphigenie. Racine died in 1699. A major earthquake jolted the Mediterranean island of Sicily, flattening the three main cities, including the capital Palermo. The earthquake is considered the worst in the history of Italy, and it claimed more than 80,000 lives. The Sino-Burmese War of 1765 to 1769 ended with an uneasy truce between the Qing dynasty of China and the Kongbong dynasty of Burma. China, under the Qianlong Emperor, launched four invasions of Burma between 1765 and 1769, which were considered as one of his 10 great campaigns. The war, which claimed the lives of over 70,000 Chinese soldiers, is considered the most disastrous frontier war that the Qing dynasty had ever waged, and one that assured Burmese independence. Burma's successful defense resulted in the present-day boundary between China and Burma, known as Myanmar today. In 1790, the Ottoman fortress of Ismail, or Ismail and Hajidar in Turkish, on the River Danube, in what is now southwestern Ukraine, was stormed and captured by the Russian general Alexander Suvorov, who in 3 days massacred 40,000 Muslim men, women and children. Suvorov unabashedly wrote to Moscow boasting about his crime against humanity, saying he ordered his forces to go from house to house and room to room to kill all Muslims, and when the massacre was complete, he wept that there were no more Turks left to be killed. It was the end of almost four centuries of Muslim culture in this part of Eastern Europe, although the Turks later took the city and the surrounding region briefly before losing it to the Russians once again in 1809. The defeat was seen as a catastrophe in the Ottoman Empire, whilst in Russia it was glorified in the country's first national anthem with the words, "Let the thunder of victory sound." The Russians destroyed all mosques and traces of Islamic culture, replacing the city's mosques with churches and cathedrals. In 1880, English writer Marianne Evans, who wrote under the masculine pen name George Eliot, died at the age of 61 in Chelsea in southwest London. Her books included The Mill on the Floss, Silas Marner, and Middlemarch. She was driven out of England with her companion George Henry Lewis for a while for living an adulterous life without being married. In 1939, Indian Muslims observed a day of deliverance from Congress to celebrate the resignation of members of the Indian National Congress following Britain's decision to involve India in the Second World War. In 1938 and 1939, the Muslim League had tried to bring to light the grievances of Muslims in Indian states run by the Congress governments. These efforts led to documents like the 1938 Pirpur Report, proving pro-Hindu and anti-Muslim bias in Congress-ruled areas of India. The All India Muslim League president, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, later the founder of Pakistan, said in his nationwide address, "I wish the Muslims or the Muslims all over India to observe Friday, 22nd of December, as a day of deliverance and thanksgiving as a mark of relief that the Congress regime has at last ceased to function. I hope that the provincial, district and primary Muslim leagues all over India will hold public meetings and pass the resolution with such modification as they may be advised, and after Juma prayers, offer prayer by way of thanksgiving for being delivered from the unjust Congress regime. I trust that public meetings will be conducted in an orderly manner and with all due sense of humility, and nothing should be done which will cause offence to any other community, because it is the high command of the Congress that is primarily responsible for the wrongs that have been done to the Muslims or Muslims and other minorities." The Day of Deliverance was celebrated throughout India by non-Muslim Congress opponents, including Christians, Zoroastrians, Anglo-Indians, and especially the All India Depressed Classes Association, led by Dalit leader R.B. Amdekar. Several years ago on this day in 1956, Britain and France ended the 50-day occupation of the city of Port Said in Egypt and withdrew their forces that had entered the Suez Canal War along with the illegal Zionist regime on the invasion of the Sinai Peninsula. The joint air raids destroyed a large number of Egyptian installations in and around the Suez Canal. The cause of the war was nationalization of the Suez Canal by Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser. That ended the illegal control of British and French companies on this vital waterway. Solely years ago on this day in 1989, Romania's president and leader of the Romanian Communist Party, Nicolae Ceaușescu, was ousted from power. 3 days later, Ceaușescu was executed along with his politically active wife and some senior members of the pro-Soviet dictatorial regime in Romania. His totalitarian politics had destroyed Romania's economy and the country's infrastructure. Solely years ago on this day in 1992, the terror archives were accidentally discovered by Paraguay's lawyer and human rights activist Dr. Martin Almada and Judge José Agustín Fernández in a police station in a suburb of Asunción, the capital of Paraguay. José Agustín Fernández was looking for files on a former prisoner. Instead, he found archives describing the fate of thousands of Latin Americans who had been secretly kidnapped, tortured, and killed by the security services in Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, and Chile. This was known as Operation Condor. The terror archives listed 50,000 people murdered, 30,000 people disappeared, and 400,000 people imprisoned. They also revealed that other countries such as Colombia, Peru, and Venezuela cooperated to various degrees by providing intelligence information that had been requested by the security services of the South Cone countries. Some of these countries have used portions of the archives now in Asunción's Palace of Justice to prosecute former military officers. Much of the case built against Chile's notorious General Augusto Pinochet by Spanish judge Baltasar Garzón was made using those archives. Dr. Martin Almada is himself a victim of Operation Condor. He called these documents a mountain of ignominy, of lies, which Alfredo Stroessner, Paraguay's dictator until 1989, used for 40 years to blackmail the Paraguayan people. Martin Almada has urged the UNESCO to list the Terror Archives as an international cultural site. Eleven solar years ago on this day, in 2005, Mohamed Mahdi Akef, the leader of Egypt's main Islamic opposition group, joined the world's growing number of conscientious people and researchers in publicly calling the alleged Holocaust of Jews in Europe during the Second World War a myth. Akef slammed Western regimes for criticizing disclaimers of the Holocaust that allegedly occurred in Europe during the Second World War, as claimed by Zionists to justify the illegal existence of the Zionist regime on Palestinian soil. The West, which on the pretext of freedom of expression allows insulting of Islamic sanctities, has passed laws to prevent any research by historians and other academics on Holocaust in Europe during and before the Second World War and the supposed Nazi gas chambers. The Islamic Republic of Iran was the first country to officially call the alleged Holocaust as a myth, as has held international conferences on this subject.